Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Suck Less Podcast. I have not been on in, probably a couple weeks. I don't even remember my last episode. My last episode was talking about, is your best good enough? And I have not re-listened to that podcast because, quite honestly, I really don't re-listen to any of them. I usually, I usually record them and then I listen to them before I publish them. I don't edit it or anything, but I usually just listen and either decide to publish or not to publish. So if it's published, you know that I listened to it and published it. You know I don't edit or anything like that. If I did that, I probably would never get them published because it would just never get around to it. Anyway, I listened to that right after I published it, haven't listened to it since. It hasn't had a lot of listens, so if you're listening to this now, I don't know if you have heard that one yet, is doing your best good enough, but if you haven't, go ahead and take a listen, because, you know, it's just a short little one talking about, how we're imperfect, and I think a lot of us want to be perfect, and we want to make all the right decisions, and we want to do things all the way, and when we want to diet, all of a sudden we want to make all these giant changes, or no matter what we want to do, it seems like we always want to dive right in. Like when I wanted to play drums, I thought I would just get my drums, and then I would be, you know, John Bonham, or I thought I would get on ice skates and be Dorothy Hamill, and that's not the way it works. Like, you just have to work towards something, and sometimes you just have to make little changes and be a little bit better. So exactly like the podcast premise, suck less. So just do a little bit better every day. And that's all we need you to do. But I came on this morning because I've been thinking about something that's actually quite different from what I usually talk about. I mean, I guess I've talked about this to some degree before, but I've been thinking a lot about friendship. And the reason I've been thinking about friendship is because I just have so many people in my life, wonderful, beautiful, fabulous people. And recently I was on a cruise with a bunch of sorority sisters, and I felt so good on that cruise. A lot of the women had known me for, you know, how many years? 30 years. A lot of those women I've known for 30 years. Some of them I have just met, or they're a lot younger than me, but we're bonded through that, you know, fraternal relationship, and even if we never met before, there's still some sort of familiarity and connection, which I really, really enjoyed. And I felt so good on that cruise, and I remember just saying the whole time, like, I feel like me, I feel like myself. And I said that to one of my sorority sisters, and her response to me was, well, who are you usually? And that made me think a little bit, and I thought, well, I guess I'm always myself. You know, I don't put on airs or try to be anything that I'm not. It just felt completely real to me. And I felt like I could let my hair down. And I felt like these people know everything about me. They know my uglies. They know all my good stuff. They just know so much about me. They saw me grow up. You know, of course, not the people I just met. But again, it's just still, there's just that certain connection through sisterhood, which is so awesome. If you're not in the Greek system or don't know much about it, it's just a wonderful thing. And I know you hear a lot of horror stories about sororities. People say to me, like, I can't believe you were in a sorority. Well, I don't know that my sorority is typical. And I don't, or any of the sororities at my school were typical. Or if there even is a typical, if what we hear or see portrayed on TV is just, for TV, or it's not true. I don't know. I hear stories about, you know, horrible things that they do to women and all the hazing that happens and just some of the horrible things. And I've never experienced anything even remotely like that. My experience in a sorority was extremely positive. And we were just in this tiny little school of 800 people. I had 250 people in my class. Joining a sorority just gave you really a good place to live. And actually, it was a great place to live because of the people who were in it. So I was thinking about friendship. And sometimes you have these friends that come in and out of your life. They're always in, but maybe you don't see them a lot. Maybe you've worked with them before, or were acquainted in some way, but you don't really spend a lot of time together, but you're still bonded in some way. And you realize that you have this wonderful relationship or friendship with this person who you don't even see, which is kind of cool. And I was thinking too, because you hear people talk about, oh, my best friend, or this is my best friend, or that's my best friend. And it really came on to talk about best friends. Like, what is a best friend? And you usually hear that come from younger people, like, it's my best friend. And then older people too say stuff like that, like, oh, my best friend, or that's my best friend since high school, or that's my best friend since elementary school or college, or, you know, that's my bestie. But what does best friend mean? Like, what does that term mean? I remember my daughter, when she was little, every time she had a new friend, just, you know, they were her best friend. And she wanted to buy them little bracelets and stuff, and my best friend bracelets. And I let her, but I also hated it because I thought, this really isn't her best friend. This person is just somebody she's hanging out with at the time, or, you know, maybe they spent some time together, or maybe she just likes them. I don't think they're her best friend. And I just felt like she was going to get her heart broken or be embarrassed, or something would come bad of it. And what I should have done probably is butt out. And to some degree I did. And that's what I would recommend, just butt out. We always want to protect our kids and protect our hearts. And we don't want them to make fools out of themselves, and we don't want them to get hurt. So I butt out to some degree, but what is a best friend? So I hear people use that term. Young people, old people, my, you know, definitely my age people too. And just everybody, all different age groups. But what does it mean? What's a best friend? So is a best friend somebody you spend a lot of time with? Is it somebody you grew up with? Is it somebody you've spent a lot of time with throughout your life? Like in high school, I had a really close friend. Her name is Melissa. And we did everything together. And we had a small group of friends. We all kind of hung out, or we all separated and hung out. So, you know, let's say there were four of us. We all either went out together, or individuals of our group spent time together. But I feel like in that group, I was closest to Melissa. Now, Melissa didn't feel that she was closest to me, I don't think. I should bring her on the podcast. But she was closer to another girl in the group, and, you know, they considered themselves best friends. So what does that mean? What is it, somebody you spend the most time with? I feel like that shouldn't be the case. I feel like when you talk about a best friend, your best friend should be somebody who is really reliable, somebody who's there for you through thick and thin, somebody who knows your faults, who knows your strengths, and, you know, they love you anyway. And I feel like that's not the person you call when you're sick. It's the person you call when you're sad. It's the person you call when you want to celebrate something. That, to me, is your best friend, like the person you're closest to, that you have this really strong bond with. And I think sometimes people call other people their best friend just because that they're hanging out together. And the reason I say this is because I have people in my life who maybe I spend a lot of time with, but I don't necessarily consider them my best friend, and they certainly don't consider me their best friend. And then I have other people in my life I might not spend any time with at all, and just occasionally they pop up, or we spend time together, or we do something for one another, or we're there for each other in, you know, some circumstance. And I feel like sometimes those people are really your better friends or your best friends only because they're there for you. They're the ones that who are there and are doing what you need, like emotionally, or, you know, whatever words, I am lost for words, but your best friend should be, you know, I'm just rating it. To me, I'm rating it on a scale. More like, is this your friend? How great is your friend on a scale from 1 to 10? Like, not necessarily your friendship and how close you are, but the quality of your friend or the quality of your friendship. So last night, and this is was not supposed to be part of my podcast, this just happened very organically, but I have a girlfriend who, you know, somebody I worked with in another job in the past, and she's a lovely, lovely person. She's so sweet, and I've only, like, spent time with her a couple times outside of work, like, gone and done things, and the most recent was probably a year ago or something. We spent some time together, and I really enjoy her company. I like her. We don't see each other much. I wouldn't consider her my best friend, or I wouldn't even call us close friends necessarily. But here's the thing is my birthday's coming. My birthday's in like 20 days, still a while away. This woman sent me a text last night telling me that she couldn't resist and she had to buy me a birthday present because she thought of me. Well, this birthday present was the most thoughtful gift. You know, something that even the people who claim to be closest to me or know me the most would not have even known to buy me or thought to buy me. My own sister wouldn't have even thought to buy me, or my daughter, or even my mom. Like, if this person knew that this is something that I would absolutely love, and she was so thoughtful and took the time to go out of her way to get me this gift. And she was so excited about this gift. That she couldn't even keep the secret, and she had to tell me that she bought it, and I was just ridiculously delighted by this. Like, I was so happy, and it just made me smile so hard, and it just made me feel good and loved and heard and special, and it was just so great. So this person, you know, like, on a scale, like, they're a great friend, right? This person is a wonderful, beautiful, fabulous friend. Maybe we're not close. Maybe we don't spend time together. But on a scale of, like, good, better, best, like, she is, like, right way up there. So maybe we're not, quote, unquote, best friends. We're not wearing our necklace, our bracelet. We don't have matching keychains. But this is somebody who is just a great friend, and I know that I could count on them for anything. If I wanted to throw a party, they would help me plan it. If I needed a ride to the doctor, they would take me. Like, this person's not a big part of my life, but I know they would be there for me in anything. And I have a lot of friends like that, and maybe that's just the way it is as you get older. Maybe as you get older, you have friends who you don't spend a lot of time with because life, you know, you might have a spouse, or you might have children, you have jobs, you have life, and you don't get time to just be with friends all the time. You're not going to the roller skating rink or just driving around on $5 of gas all night, wasting time, or drinking beer in the woods, or whatever it is you do with your best friend. Maybe just the sort of the dynamic of friendship changes as we get older. Well, actually it does. Like, it just, that's a fact. The dynamic of friendship definitely changes. I'm just wondering what we call a best friend. I have another girlfriend who I probably talk to every day, and she has a friend who she refers to as her best friend, and they've known each other since they were kids, and they have a really, really close relationship, and they just think the world of each other, and they probably know everything about each other and each other's secrets and dreams and all those things, which is wonderful. But then I'm friends with this woman as well, and I talk to her, like I said, every day, and we don't get to spend a lot of time together because life. But when I think about the quality of our relationship, and I think about her you know, just in general, like good, better, best kind of thing, or even comparison to other relationships that I have. Like, she really is my best friend. Like, she's the best friend I have. She's the person I go to when I'm sad. She's the person I go to when I'm happy. She's the person I go to when I'm silly, or when I want to tell her an idea, or just tell her what diet I'm on, or what I ate for lunch, or the sales at the store, or if I went to the store and I say, hey, I'm at the grocery store, do you want anything? Like, we have that connection. So in many ways, she is my best friend. Like, she's the person that I'm connected most to, or rely on the most, I guess, for my emotional support and needs, maybe I could phrase it that way. Then you have people in your life who you call your best friend, maybe, or they refer to you as their best friend. Just because you're thrown in a situation together, maybe you've just been in that situation where you're, I don't want to say you're stuck together, but maybe you live in a small town, so you're just, these are your people. Or maybe it's because you developed a friendship at work, or maybe your school, and that was just, well, maybe even in a sorority or something like that, and you get thrown together with people, and you're just with them all the time, so you may refer to each other as your best friend or feel like that, but they're not really your best friend. Like, they're not somebody you can count on for anything. They're just somebody you are with all the time. And that makes me think about work, you know, coworkers. What are coworkers? Are coworkers our friends? I think there's always been that sort of argument, for lack of a better word, about friendship at work. And, you know, you can't have friends at work, and you can't date at work, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. Keep your relationships at work collegial. Well, I think that's kind of impossible. The people that you work with, or who you work with, are the people you spend the most time with. I am with my work people more than I'm with my daughter. You spend, if you work a 40-hour work week, you're probably with these people 40 hours a week. And maybe they don't tell you all their inner workings. Maybe you don't know all their personal stuff. But you still develop a relationship. You definitely know their idiosyncrasies. You definitely know their strengths. You definitely know their weaknesses, at least in a work sense. You see them on their good days. You see them on their bad days. If they're having a bad day, they might even share with you what that is. So you know when they're struggling with their relationships at home. You know when they're maybe having a health scare. You know when they're worried about something, or when they're studying for something, or going to a conference, or maybe they're in a new relationship. Or you do share those things to some degree, even if it's not really intimate. So what are those people friends? And you do start maybe to spend time with them. Maybe you start to ski together, or maybe you go to dinner together, or start to spend some time on the weekends here and there, or maybe do it in groups of work people. I think you do develop those relationships. I know there's people at work who I might not have a lot in common with, like outside of work, like where we would share the same kind of social activities, but we still might have a very tight, close relationship in terms of just a bond. You know, my work wife and I, somebody I've worked with for a really long time, we have a really tight bond. We don't spend time together outside of work at all, but I know in a pinch, this person would be there for me with anything, like no matter what I needed, exactly the way I'm talking about my other work friend who bought me the gift. This friend also would, you know, no matter what I needed, if I needed a ride somewhere, if I needed to go to the doctor, whatever it might be, or some kind of emotional support, even financial support, like if I needed to borrow gas money, I know this person would be there. And the same, I think that that's definitely reciprocal. I would do anything for my work wife. And you know, other people at work who I have formed bonds with, and not just at this job, but, you know, any job. I had a job back in my 20s I worked in a restaurant, and if you've never been in the restaurant business, the restaurant business is, it's just a really tight community, and in some ways it's really dysfunctional, I think. But I developed the strongest friendships with these people who I worked with for many years. I mean, I think I was at this one restaurant in particular for 6 years, and there were people in and out, but there was a core group who were there together for a really long time, and we just did everything. Like, we celebrated holidays together, we celebrated the birth of children and weddings and relationships and heartbreak and depression and hysterectomies, like just hard times and good times and everything. And those people still I'm in touch with after, you know, 30 years. And we can still share everything. And even though I, you know, some of them I haven't even seen in 20 plus years, but I still feel like I've luckily had Facebook so I could watch their kids grow up. And I just still feel really connected to those people. And some of them I certainly would call my best friends, like absolutely positively. At least like five of them I could tell you are my best friends, even though I never see them, haven't seen them in 20 or more years. I have been lucky enough to keep in touch through Facebook, have been lucky enough to watch their kids grow up, have been lucky enough to see their grandkids, have been lucky enough to see their successes. And yeah, they're like the best friends. And when I say best friends, it means they're the people who I feel that I could really count on, the people who are would be there for me no matter what, no matter if I have seen them yesterday or if I haven't seen them in 20, 30, 40 years. Like, people who would drop everything to come to Alaska because I need them. And I know that that group of people, any one of them would do that for me. And I hope they know I would do that for them as well. So I was just thinking about that. Like, what is a best friend? How do we define that? Or how do we define that in our mind? Or what does it mean to us? It seems like such a silly term in so many ways to me, and really juvenile, and something that, you know, it's the kids, like, my best friend. But it is a term we all use. And I just, and it's fine. I'm not bothered by the term. I definitely use the term. I just wonder how we define it, or if we even think about how we define it, or what it actually means. And when you call somebody your best friend, are they really your best friend? Are they really your best friend? So again, there's somebody, let's say, that I spend a lot of time with, and maybe I refer to them as my best friend. And this isn't the case for me. I'm just using an example. But maybe I say, this person's my best friend, but it's because I am with them all the time. Are they really? Like, can they even hold a candle to the friend who just bought me that present? And I'm not saying this person is my best friend, and I'm not saying that they're, you know, the greatest friend I have just because they bought me a gift. I'm just saying this person is, like, top-notch because they're so thoughtful and so fabulous, really. I'm lucky enough to have people in my life that are that fabulous, you know, that makes them the best, like that ranks them, you know, right up there. Like, they're just awesome people. So I feel so lucky. I feel so blessed. I am just the luckiest person on the planet because I've always had the greatest group of friends, or I've just always had such wonderful friendships. And that experience on the ship recently was just so wonderful. And being with, you know, the girlfriend who I roomed with on both cruises, my goodness, we were together for 9 days on a ship, 3 days in a hotel in Florida. We never had a fight. We never had a disagreement. She never, like, got on my nerves. I probably got on hers. Like, everything was fine. We never got snippy with each other. Like, it was just, it's just a very respectful friendship. Like, Yeah. Another, like, just a best friend, like a respectful, close, caring relationship. And it's love. Like, it's when you develop that unconditional love for someone, I guess, at the heart of it. When you just, yeah, that's what it is. It's unconditional love. I just figured it out. Suck less.